This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescuers have been searching through the night for the nearly 100 people still missing after a 12-story condo building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. One person is known dead. Could anybody be alive in the rubble? The Miami-Dade fire chief just told the Today Show there is always hope. He says they're fighting 24/7 and they're there to rescue as many people as they still can, he says. Our Jackie Quinn has more.
A child was rescued without parents in sight. A woman's leg had to be amputated, but she and her child were freed. And other families just wait for news. Senator Marco Rubio.
Dark and tragic day. But from it, we continue to pray for some miracles.
Audio courtesy of WPLG-TV. Officials say the building's roof was being worked on, but it's not yet determined if that was a factor in the collapse. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The AP's Terry Spencer is in Surfside, and he's been talking to residents in the area.
People who were in neighboring buildings described hearing what sounded like either thunder, feeling what felt like an earthquake. One said it felt like a large windstorm had come. Many of them checked their weather apps on their phone thinking that they were a storm, but they didn't see anything.
AP correspondent Terry Spencer in Surfside. Miami-Dade's police director says these are difficult times and things are going to get more difficult as we move forward, he says. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced today in the murder of George Floyd. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Prosecutors are asking for a 30-year sentence, while defense attorney Eric Nelson wants probation.
Vice President Kamala Harris visits the border today. She'll be in El Paso, Texas. She's been taking heat from members of both parties for not visiting the border with Mexico yet. This is AP News. Eli Lilly has a potential new Alzheimer's drug. Now it'll ask the FDA to approve it.
Drug maker Eli Lilly said Thursday it plans to submit a possible Alzheimer's drug for approval to the Food and Drug Administration later this year. The Indianapolis-based company said it will seek FDA approval for donanemab based on results from a mid-stage clinical study involving 272 patients with an early form of Alzheimer's. Researchers said donanemab showed signs of slowing a decline in cognition and daily function for patients who took it compared to patients who took a placebo or fake drug. Earlier this year, the FDA approved Aduhelm, a treatment from drug maker Biogen, over warnings from independent advisors that Aduhelm hasn't been shown to help slow Alzheimer's. Both donanemab and Aduhelm help clear a protein called beta amyloid from the brain. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Dow gained 322 points yesterday. The S&P and the NASDAQ were up as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save